Some of Tzedek exhibition that is being exhibited now in the library, in honor of the 150th year to the Yistalkus of the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek, is trying to show every aspect of life of the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek, from the early years until his last days. It is open and since the birthday of the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek, Erev Reish Hashone, and is going on for about half a year till the 150th Yortzeit of the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek on Yud Gimel Nissen, Tov Reish Chof Vov, 1866. It is mainly built on close to 100 volumes of original handwritings of the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek that survived the fires, the wars, and all other events over the years, and is now kept in the archive of the library. From them we selected those that show some special aspects of the life of the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek. We show also artifacts that are related to the Tzemach Tzedek, pictures of the painting of the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek, and some other items that show some details of the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek's life. When Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek was 3 years old and a few days, his mother passed away and stayed off. His grandfather and grandmother, the Alter Rebbe, the founder of Chassidus Chabad, and the Rebbe Tzemach Sterne, took him to their own house to upbring him and educate him. When he was 14 years old, he was married to his cousin, the daughter of the Mittel Rebbe, Rebbe Tzemachaya Mushke. A year or two later, he started writing notes, what is called Hanoches, of the Ma'amarim of the Alter Rebbe, of his grandfather. The Alter Rebbe used to say every Shabbos and Yom Tov, Ma'amarim in Chassidus. He didn't write them down by himself, most of them. The Chassidim, the listeners, wrote them down. And when the Tzemach Tzedek became 15, 16, so after Shabbos he would also write down notes of what the Alter Rebbe said on Shabbos. We're showing here several volumes that he wrote, that the Tzemach Tzedek wrote, between the years of Tovkuf Samach Vov till Tovkuf Ayin Beis, from 1806 until 1812, the last year that the Alter Rebbe was in Ladi. When he refers to his grandfather, he would say, Horav Sheyichye, or Hagaon Sheyichye. The last few months of the Alter Rebbe, he ran away from the Napoleon War. He ran from city to city, from village to village, till the Yistalkus in Chof Dalet Teves, Tov Kuf Ayin Gimel, the beginning of the year of 1813. The Tzemach Tzedek and his family ran with him. Years later, he would tell some of the sayings of the Alter Rebbe that he said in those last days. After that, during the summer, the Chassidim made a special collection of funds to bring back the whole family to White Russia and settle them down. They couldn't come back to Lodi. All the houses was burned down in the war of Napoleon. In the end of the summer, they settled in Lubavitch, and that's where they started building the new center of Chabad and houses for all the members of the family. There is a letter of the Mittel Rebbe of those days that he is writing how to divide these funds between the members of the family to enable them to build their houses. And he writes what part should receive his daughter and her husband, the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek, to build their house and to bring up the family. The Tzemach Tzedek stayed and he continued learning Nigle, Shas, Talmud and Poskim, and Chassidus. The rabbis of Chabad around Russia knew how great he is in Halakha. And when they had questions, they started sending him, writing to him, asking for his opinion. The first response at Tshuva that we know the date is from the year of Tovkuf Ayaches, when he was 28 years old. And then he started it and continued. People started asking him more and more questions, and he wrote more and more responsa. He would have an interesting way how to do it. Sometimes when the rabbi is asking him a question, he can't wait till he will sit down and study the whole subject in Talmud and Shulchan Aruch and Poskim and write a lengthy tshuva, and he needed to know right away what to do. In some cases, on the page of the question, there was empty space in the bottom, he would write there a summary of the subject and the conclusion. That would be copied and sent away to the rabbi that asked the question. Then he sat down to really study the whole subject, which took time, and write it down. To write those down, he had special volumes that he would write there all the responsa. Let's say for a specific year, all the responsa he wrote in this volume. And when he ended that, that would be copied and also sent away to the rabbi. We're showing him several volumes of this responsa, if they are set by years, or they are set one volume on responsa on Orach Chaim, Yoredea, Eben HaEzer, Cheshe Mishpat, how the halacha is divided into the four groups. Antes Kislev Tov Kuf Pei Ches, the end of 1827, was the Stalkis of the Mittel Rebbe. Chassidim turned to the Tzemach Tzedek. He should become the third Lubavitcher Rebbe. He hesitated, but then he agreed, and he started saying Ma'amarim and accepting the Chassidim to Yechides, and then advising them as the third Lubavitcher Rebbe. But when he said his talks on Shabbos, he didn't need somebody to write down after Shabbos the notes, the substance of what he said, because he himself wrote down all the Ma'amarim. He wrote them down in special volumes. That was also divided in two groups. There was volumes that he would write all the Mamarim that he wrote and said in a specific year. But then he had also divided into groups of the Chumashim and Tanakh, like he would have a volume which is Breishis Chelek Aleph, Shmeis Chelek Beis, Vayikra Bamidbo, Yeshaya, Yirmiyeh, Shir Hashirim, Tehillim. So we show also those in this exhibition, those that are written by years, those that are written divided by Chumashim. It's an interesting way how he did it. When he explains a posik in Chumash, Al Pichsides, he would usually start what the Talmud says about this posik, what the Medrash says about this posik, what the Sforim of Kabbalah say about this posik, what Alter Rebbe in his Ma'amarim says about this posik, and then he would combine them all and explain it in a general way on Chassidus. So first he had small size volumes that there he would first write on each posik. On this posik you have to check in the Talmud in this page, and this Medrash, and this Sefer and Kabbalah, and this Sefer and Chassidus, and only on each posik the, like an index. After he did that, he sat down on each posik and he studied all the sources, and he wrote down a lengthy maimer, and he said the lengthy maimer on the talks on Shabbat. So this is also being shown in this exhibition to show how he first wrote the kind of index on each posik, all the places that you could find explanation. He also then decided to prepare a two-volume set of Ma'amarim of the Alter Rebbe on the Chumash. Reishis, Shmeis, Vayikra, Bamidbar, Dvorim. He first gathered all the Hanachot that he could get his hands on. People wrote the substance of what the Alter Rebbe said. So he would get from the Chassidim everything that they have. And then he selected on each parsha in the Chumash several Ma'amarim that he felt fit. And he would prepare, edit it, and prepare from it this set. There is an interesting response. He writes for himself, to himself, discussing, after this is being published, is this all my property? Because I was working on it, I was collecting it, I was editing it, I gave it to print, or after all, it's the Torah of my grandfather, the Alter Rebbe. So maybe it belongs to all his grandchildren. We showed it, this tshuva also in the original binding that he wrote that. He gave it to print in the year of Tov Kuf Tzadik Zayin, 1837. But he succeeded then to print only the first volume of Torah Oran, Breishis and Shmeis. Because in the middle of this printing came out the decree, the Gzeiras Hatfusim, that the government closed down all the Hebrew prints in Russia. They left only one in Vilna, which was enough to just print the basic books, Sidurim, Chumashim, Gemoras. They couldn't print Sforim like Torah Eretz. So it took another 10 years for the second volume, when the government permitted to open a second print house in Zhytomyr, and that's when he gave the second volume to print. But since such a big difference between, he decided to call it another name, and that's why the second volume is called Likutei Torah An Vayikra B'Midbar and Dvarim. There is some difference between the Torah and the Likutei Torah, since those 10 years he would from time to time study again and again this Ma'amarim that he prepared for Likutei Torah, and he wrote comments on it to say wherever you could find more explanations on every detail, or to explain that himself. It's called Hagaot. He didn't have space on the page to write it, so he had two large, thick volumes that he would constantly write Hagaot on this Ma'amarim. He would write on this Ma'amar, on this page, in this line, after this word comes this edition. We show these volumes of his original handwriting too. When he gave the Likutei Torah to print, he first hesitated if he should include his Hagaot in the Alter Rebbe's Ma'amarim, but the Chassidim asked him to, and then he agreed. So therefore, the Likutei Torah is actually in size larger than the Torah Or, since that has all the Hagaot that he added to. In the last 10-15 years of the Tzemach Tzedek's life, he was weak. He continued saying Ma'amarim and writing Ma'amarim and writing responsa, but not as much as in the early years. His youngest son, the Rebbe Maharash Rabbi Shmuel, that later succeeded him in the leadership of Chabad and Lubavitch, started writing Hanachot after Shabbos, after the Tzemach Tzedek gave his talk in Shabbos. After Shabbos, he would write down the substance of what he said. He didn't do it by himself. He had a friend called Berl Kalisker. He was called Dov Ber of the city of Kalisk. When the Rebbe Maharash refers to him, he calls him Rabak, Reish Beis Kuf, which are the initials of Berl Kalisker. He wrote many of these Hanachot. And then the Rebbe Maharash went over it and made some corrections. Sometimes he writes, no, here he didn't understand correctly what the Tzemach Tzedek said, and he corrected it. For the next 12 years, the first Hanacha that we have from the Rebbe Maharash is from the year Tov Reish Yud Gimel, 1853, when the Rebbe Maharash was then 19 years old. For the next 12 years, from Tov Reish Yud Gimel till the end of Tov Reish Chof Hei, the last full year of the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek, we have the volumes of this Hanachot that are being exhibited in this exhibition. So together with other Hanachot that other Chassidim wrote in those years. The last 6 years of the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek, he was sick. He continued saying Ma'amarim. He continued writing Ma'amarim, writing responsa, but not as much as the early years. And you could recognize on the handwriting, since we show all the originals of his handwriting over the years, starting from when he was 15, 16, until his last days. So when you could recognize that those that he wrote in the last 6 years, his handwriting changed a little. The first one, we're showing three manuscripts from this last 6 years. The first one of them is a what he wrote on the book of Hevra Malbish Arumim. He wrote that in the year of Tov Resh Chof, 1860. It was a few years earlier. There was a large fire in Lubavitch. Then houses was only from wood. Everything burned down, most of the city. People stayed with nothing. They made them a collection, fundraising, to support them, to help them rebuild. Who had still money in Lubavitch to support them? But the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek is there, and Chassidim from all over Russia constantly are coming to him to listen to his ma'amarim, to go into Yechidas, to ask his advice. So each Chassid that came was asked to donate to this cause. There is a large size volume where there are written down all the donations, and each donation, who gave it, what's his name, from what city he's coming, what date, and how much. And on the first page of that volume, that Tzemach Tzedek wrote his request and urging the Chassidim to participate in this fundraising, which is so valuable and important. Yes, his handwriting there is very noticeable, not as in the early years. The last dated writing of the Tzemach Tzedek is Chidushim and Gemara. That in the top of it he writes the date. Chatzi Shvat Tov Resh Chof Gimel, 3 years before his Sistalkes, before his passing. You could recognize that this is written in the last few years. The last writing that we have from him is the Tzava'a he gave to his youngest son, that he advises him to really take over and start saying Ma'amarim himself, accepting people to Yechidus, advising them in their needs. And you could recognize that this handwriting was written in the last few months of the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek. When he wrote this, he wrote another part of the Tzavoy about his own house where he lives in. He said that after his passing, he doesn't want his children should move in and live in his house. He wants his house to become a place for learning Torah. Yes, so they did. But 2 years later, another fire rages in Lubavitch. The whole house burned down. There is a response that the younger son of the Tzemach Tzedek, the Rebbe Maharash, writes for himself, thinking this tzava'a was that the house should be devoted for Limud Torah, but it's burned down. Nothing is left. So, does it mean we should rebuild a house on this place? It should be for Limud Torah? Or it doesn't mean, it just means as long as the house stays, it should be for Limud Torah, and people, the children should move in to live there. He doesn't come to a decision there. But what he did is actually he rebuilt a big house, a Beis HaMidrash, to learn the Torah. In later years, when the Rebbe Rashab formed the Lubavitch Yeshiva Tumchet Mimim, the Tumchet Mimim was in that learning, in that house, in that zal, in that hall, for all the years the Lubavitch, the yeshiva was in Lubavitch, they learned in this large hall, which was called the Greis Hazal, the large hall. This exhibition is open every day, 12 noon till 5 in the evening, Fridays till 2 in the afternoon. We are printing here a guidebook that for everyone that comes in should be able to see and understand all the details of this exhibition. And if there's larger groups, then one of the librarians could give them a guided tour. You should be able to understand more what is being shown in this exhibition and the lifetime of the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek, that we are now in the middle of the 150th year since his Histalka Selula on Yud Gimel Nissen Tov Reish Chavov 1866.